President Mugabe told an estimated 100,000 supporters who marched in Harare in solidarity with him that factionalism within the ruling party should stop. His wife Grace is reportedly leading a faction calling itself Generation 40 or G40 that is said to be seeking to block Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who allegedly leads another camp calling itself Team Lacoste, from taking over the presidency once Mr. Mugabe leaves office. Mr. Mugabe, who says he is not ready to retire, told ZANU-PF members, including war veterans, to shun factionalism, saying it was destroying the Revolutionary Party.
The party has no such factions as the party. Those who say they belong to this or belong to that are deceiving themselves. There is only ZANU-PF, and let us not hear discordant voices from whomsoever. Little groups to promote so-and-so or promote so-and-so. Those little groups are treasonous groups. They are treasonous groups. They spoil the party. There is the one group, ZANU-PF.
But political analyst Ibo Mandaza of the Southern African Political and Economic Series Trust says Mr. Mugabe's appeal for unity within his party would not bear fruit for as long as the succession question was not resolved. Mandaza says Mr. Mugabe's message was clear that he has no plans to hand over the power baton.
The message was twofold. One was to let everyone know that there was no successor. Therefore, if Emmerson Mnangagwa and those that support him think that Mnangagwa is a successor, then please forget about it. That was the message. The second was to tell the nation that the life presidency is confirmed.
Director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Pedzisai Ruhanya, agrees, adding that problems that arise within structural organizations, such as political parties or institutions, can never be resolved at rallies.
Without doubt, Mugabe will go with the party, just like Kaunda went with the UNIP and Moi went with the KANU. But most importantly, it will be folly for anyone to think that Mugabe, ZANU, will live beyond Mugabe if Mugabe does not make sure that he foresees a democratic power transfer within his own political party.
Mandaza said yesterday's march to show support for the president indicates that the first family was establishing its roots in the military. He said the march was a direct response to Mnangagwa's political machinations.
The one thing which is quite clear is that the first family appears to have established a faction within the military security establishment, because the way this thing was organized, not to mention the resources which were made available for such an event, would show that the first family was able to organize using the youth, to organize independent of the main military establishment.
The First Lady Grace Mugabe and Mnangagwa have, however, denied that they were leading any factions. Director of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, Memory Kadau, agrees with Mandaza and Ruhanya, noting that the head of state thrives on using the corruption of his force in ZANU-PF to cling to power. ZANU-PF Youth League Secretary Kudzai Chipanga yesterday told Mr. Mugabe in his face that some of his unnamed senior cabinet ministers and party officials were corrupt, adding they were driving expensive vehicles when the country's economy was bleeding. Amid claims by Chipanga that corruption was rampant in government, and Mr. Mugabe's claims that $15 billion from Chiatswa diamond proceeds was lost through corruption, Kadau said Mr. Mugabe lacks the political will to deal with corruption.
President Mugabe has no political will to act on corruption. On several occasions, we have had President Mugabe himself talking about corruption on public forums, making public pronouncements against corruption, but we have seen no action from President Mugabe. This is mainly because that President Mugabe, at the core of President Mugabe's rule, is to cling on power, not to act on several cases of corruption.
Ruhanya further said the fact that thousands of ZANU-PF supporters marched in Harare yesterday would not help to revive the country's economy. He said as long as President Mugabe remained in power, no foreign direct investment would be injected into the country's economy. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo was not reachable for comment as he was said to be attending various meetings in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.